Liz Maslanka is the superbrain host of Radio 4's Puzzle Panel. And his solution to an embarrassing crisis must have felt like pure genius at the time.
Well, I was doing some tutoring for one of these tutorial colleges, and one day they rang me up and said there was going to be a very important pupil they were sending me. And I said, oh my goodness, my house, it's like a hovel. So I spent a whole day shaving the cacti, polishing the sofa, and he rolls up. So he's answering some questions. I need to go for a pee. So I slip out to go for a pee. And there I am thinking up some abstract question on, say, turbulent flow. And I suddenly realised that I was peeing down my leg. So there I am. I can't go back in the room because I've got a wet leg. So I think, oh no, what can I do? So then I come up with a cunning plan. So I go back to my room, poke my head around the door, because I need to change my trousers. And I need a reason. I can't just change trousers. If it'd be a different colour, he'd notice. So I said, oh, would you like some tea? Thank goodness he said yes. So I said, I'll go and make a pot of tea. So my idea, the cunning plan, was I'd go down to the kitchen, and oh, what a clumsy fellow, I spill the tea all over myself. I go downstairs, and I fill a teapot, and I pour it down my front, going, oh, tra-la-la-la-la, what a clever boy am I. And as I turn around, there in the gloom of the kitchen is my landlady watching me. With that expression, everything okay?
This is pure theatrical farce, isn't it? No rational person would try to hide their embarrassment by pouring tea down their trousers. Would they? Well, yes, they would. We are so desperate to return to the normality of a moment ago that we just clutch at straws. Or the nearest teapot. We can't help it. Psychologist Richard Wiseman.
We are born with the potential to be embarrassed. This is something which is, if you like, hardwired into our brain over time by evolution. The experiences that trigger that mechanism will vary between cultures and even over the course of our lives. And it depends to some extent on who we're with. But the act of embarrassment is universal.
So that's okay then. We're all going to suffer toe-curling embarrassment because Mother Nature wants us to. But in order to feel embarrassed, you must at least care. I mean, does George Bush ever cringe at the extraordinary mangling he gives the English language? Could he do his job as the most powerful man in the world if he did?
Would Bush be embarrassed by his own Bushisms and how they're portrayed? I don't know. I don't think he'd be aware.
John Culshaw, from the satirical show Dead Ringers.
I think it would just go right over his head. They say I can't speak the language. What's next? Roll VT, invade Iran.
I don't think he'd know. He'd probably think it was,
it chose me in an indefecating way.
One of the great joys of satire is that the comedians show the famous and the powerful to be as foolish as the rest of us. Dead Ringers is also famous for embarrassing the general public, interviewing old ladies in bus shelters as Parkinson, the chat show host, or jumping out of salon sunbeds as Doctor Who. Some people find it funny, others cringe on behalf of the victim, and most of us think, thank goodness it wasn't me. But what happens when these jolly pranksters get embarrassed themselves?
I suppose if ever there's like an awkward moment or one of those little moments like that, that's probably the time when I'll lapse into a little accent.
Be it Les Dawson, I don't know, something like that, just to break the surface tension, just to distract people.
I suppose that's a habit.
Well, yes, we're all guilty of putting on a silly voice at times to break the ice. You know, hello, how are you? It's a sort of mask, and it protects us, as long as the mask stays in place. Sociologist Eduardo Haudegui.
We are like actors that perform on different stages of our lives. You know, we behave in a certain way in front of our friends, in a different, perhaps, way in front of our parents, in a different way in front of our colleagues at work. And what happens is that sometimes these performances that we try to give don't come out quite right. Things go wrong. We're trying to wear this particular mask and the mask kind of slips, falls off, or somebody tears it off. Somebody says something that reveals something about ourselves. We're not supposed to be actors. We're supposed to be who we say we are. And so embarrassment in a way is a sign that, oh my God, I've been caught out as not being who I'm supposed to be.